We come together as a worshipful community to be like Jesus. In practice, we needed to learn how to be like Jesus and how to be accountable to each other. 2 weeks ago, we explored the radical hospitality, a culture of a willingness to change behaviors in order to accommodate the need and receive the talents of newcomers. Last week, we looked at passionate worship, eager, enthusiastic, authentic, and life-changing devotion to God. God's gracious invitation through radical hospitality welcomes us into God's presence. And passionate worship opens our hearts to God's forgiveness, and love, and acceptance. And through intentional faith development, God's Spirit works in us, shaping us into the persons who show perfect love of God and neighbor. This is our topic for today. Intentional faith development. I know that many of our schools started already. First graders become second graders, and second graders become third graders. We advance those grades year by year. And I believe that no one wants to stay in the same grade for next year. Am I correct? If you agree with me, say amen. I heard the first graders who just started a new school excited about new school year, learning new things and meeting new teacher and new friends. Are we having that kind of excitement in our faith journey, in the development of our faith? I would just like to ask this question. When we gather together for high quality learning experiences, we better understand first scripture. Faith and life within the context of a relationship with God and others. Scripture learning is the base of our learning. That's why we are reading scripture before we do anything else. When we get together, we are reading the scripture. Make sure we are doing what we are doing within the boundary of the scripture, a principle, Christian principle. 20th century archaeologists uncovered some interesting things about the ancient temple mountain in Jerusalem, one of which is a seemingly random design of the southern stairs. It was by these stairs that weary travelers climbed several hundred feet from valley to the mountain and the actual temple. The rise of the steps varies in some instances by several inches. The stretch or the depth of the steps varies. In no discernible pattern you can find in these stairs. By several feet, going on and on, but they're all different. Now, some might conclude that the design engineers were either under the influence of mind-alerting chemistry or incompetence in there. Because the pattern is important in the archaeologist and finding the pattern and bringing the meaning out of it. But not the ancient rabbi. On this thought. They saw the random, sometimes a treacherous state of the southern stairs as a powerful metaphor for intentional faith development. They argued that the engineers were not stoned, but were persons of a faith who knew that to ascend the hills of the Lord in rush without thought would be spiritually dangerous. Rather, those who would approach God must do so with the intention, caution, and measured steps, paying attention and learning all along the way. Simple way of saying this, don't be a headless chicken. Do you get the picture of this? You need to think through. Methodist Church, we are encouraging all the Christians to put their thinking cap on. When they are coming to church, instead of pulling their thinking cap out somewhere. When we are inviting people to come to church, we Methodist Church, encouraging people to think, bring the question, and wrestle with the challenges we have in our lives. Bottom line, again, going back to the same image, don't be the headless chicken. Don't get busy with all the work that you have to do with that thinking process. Think through it. In the development and nurturing of our faith, we sometimes grow in leaps and bounds. Other times, it feels like we are stuck on the same step for too long, not really going anywhere. Sometimes we feel that. The rabbi who teaches us that both experience and everything in between offer growth and spiritual maturity. Every aspect of journey carries us, as a Christian, closer to goal of living like Jesus. The key is in taking the journey with care and intentionality. Each step, no matter how deep or shallow, is an important step in the journey. Journey means moving and living together. Today's New Testament reading comes to us from the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. Throughout his church planting and letter writing ministry, Paul emphasized the importance of growing up in Christ. Growing up, not growing down, growing up in Christ, developing faith, learning together through worship and study, taking the journey together. While I was preparing this message for today, I thought of the several friends or several people I know in college. College supposed to be 4-year max, right? According to the curriculum they created for the students. Some friends in college I met stay in college forever. Some people stay 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. They have a good reason to stay where they are. And still, some people are continuing their education, staying in college. Some reason they decided to pacing themselves for whatever reason, for the long time. But ultimately, the curriculum created for us in college is 4 year. How about you? How many years of Christian school are you in right now? Are you advancing one at a time, even for the baby step at a time? Or stay where you are all the time, forever, for whatever reason you decided? In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, Paul argues against some non-Christian teachings, concluding his argument in verse 20 with a passionate, "That is not the way you learn Christ." Much in the way my mother used to admonish, waving her index finger in the air, she proclaimed, "You didn't learn that in my house." I tried to bring up my mother's voice, but it doesn't. In the house, there is a particular rules that we learned. And then we learned a certain way to behave as a Christian. Let's listen to Paul once again, reminding us of what we did learn. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 through 24. It reads like this. "For surely you have heard about him, and him means Jesus, and were taught in Jesus, as truth is in Jesus. You were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self, corrupt and deluded by its lust, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to clothe yourself with the new self, created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." This then is a goal of intentional faith development, to allow God's Spirit to create us anew so that we carried the image of our holy God. It is a choosing to open ourselves to God's word and will. Imagine if you will. Those certain stairs leading from the valley to the sacred temple. Alongside them is another path leading from spiritual birth to spiritual maturity. We know that the path to a more mature faith goes up, like the temple stairs. But how do we assess where we are in this journey? How do we know where we are in this journey? In his groundbreaking work, Stages of Faith, James Fowler likens the development of a faith to a spring with the 7 identified stages of a faith development along the way. Each stage builds on the previous stage, like the first graders go to the second graders. Rarely people skip the grade unless you are so genius. I know that many of us are normal, ordinary person like me, so we go step by step, first, second, and third. His discoveries encouraged us to think more intentionally about where we are on this coiled spring of a faith development, where we wanted to be, and what we needed to do to get there. The first stage is often occurring when we are very young, are very basic. Quite literally, our nursery workers, parents, and caregivers lay this foundation with their words and action. Many of us think that our infant child, toddlers, they do not know what's going on, but they do, according to the study. They observe and observing and learning whatever you are saying, whatever you are doing around them. That is called the first stage of the development. We wonder what God looks like that stage. When we begin to think logically about faith, and then what happened? In the stage of a fall called the literal faith, we begin to enter the perspective of others and grow in our ability to capture life and significance in stories and the narratives. We may see this in our children as they learn the stories of the Bible. Abstract thought comes next. More abstract thinking helps us to make sense of things. We can reflect upon past experiences and find within them lessons for today, creating connection between the concrete and the abstract. We begin to get to where many of us are as adults, points where we have to question, examine, and reclaim the values and beliefs formed to this point, rather than blindly accepting what has been taught or experienced. We now consciously choose our personal commitments to particular values and beliefs. We may ask ourselves, at my core, as one created in God's image, who am I? Who am I? Paul calls the final stage of growth where we are grounded in oneness with the power of God. This is what John Wesley, the founding father of the Methodism, would call Christian perfection, which empowers our devotion to overcoming violence and oppression, and to living as if God's kingdom has already come. As is true of a coiled spring, faith development moves us, stretches us, compresses us, and even spins us at times. Sometimes we are very uncomfortable to deal with the truth in the scripture. We confuse sometimes. Too many options out there. What is truth? Some people interpret the scripture different than ours. Which truth we need to follow? We may say that our intention is to experience universalizing faith. We may pray for God's kingdom to come, but are we doing anything that we will grow us, our faith, into that way of living? Are we doing something about it? I don't know about you, but when it comes to learning Christ, when it comes to living the image of God, when it comes to spiritual maturity, I need your help. I need the help of others. I can delude myself by thinking that I can go it alone by myself. I can read the book by myself. I can write a journal by myself. There are many resources I can adopt and tap into, interpret the Bible, interpret it at experience. I can pray in my closet. But it is not you, it is not until I place myself in a community of learners that my faith is really challenged and nurtured. Faith development can be likened a human physical or psychological development. When a child is born, it continues what was studied in utero, growth and development. However, if an infant is disconnected from community, from his or her parents or caregivers, the infant will fail to thrive and ultimately will die. As humans, we can go only so far on our own. Growth, whether spiritual, physical, social, or emotional, growth happens in a network of a relationship and interdependency. We need each other. Because God creates us in God's own image, we are created to live in relationship. We are meant to be connected to others, other persons in communion with all creation. Life-changing learning takes place in the context of a relationship and connection. This is, after all, how Jesus guided his earliest followers. Learning happened in crowd and in small groups, in shared experience, in arguments sometimes, in agreements sometimes, in accountability, support, and encouragement. If we are not presently part of this small group, well, let me put it this way. If you are not presently part of the small group whose purpose is intentional faith development, I encourage you to be part of it. I encourage you to take that step today. In the worship bulletin, there is some list of the adult education and children and youth education opportunities. Be part of that. Our children and youth ministry, they prepare themselves to bring the best educational opportunity for our youngsters in the congregation by offering the trainings to the teachers and leaders in this congregation. Particularly, the safety is very important. Yesterday, our education department, they offered the safe entry training, make sure that everybody knows how to manage, how to interact and connected to our little ones. And also all the leaders and adults involving in the ministry of children and youth, they do go through the background check. Legally, we wanted to make sure that everybody is a safe leaders to be with our little ones. It is very unfortunate. When I was in Sunday school or in class and children's ministry, my teacher never been gone through the background check. But unfortunately, we are living in the era that makes sure that violence will not be allowed in the congregation by going through the background checks of all the leaders in the children and youth ministry. Once again, I encourage you to take the step today. We offer numerous small group studies and gatherings from which to choose. Travel from class to class, from group to group, and trying them out and looking for the right fit and good fit for you. For children, we offer opportunities to experience the stories of God's love for them and God's desire for the world through stories, play and drama and more. On Sunday evenings, the youth come together to study the Bible and grow in their understanding of God's hope for their own lives. Throughout the week, there are small groups of adults meeting during the day and the evening for prayer and for study. Check them out. Call the church office. Ask questions. We also offer the men's and women's gatherings, spiritual retreats, and family events, and other great opportunities to be shaped by God's Spirit. If there is something that you really wanted to explore and there does not seem to be a group for you to tap into, let me know. Chances are there are others who would be excited to join you in that journey. Intentional faith development. Choosing to place ourselves where God's Spirit can shape us into persons who show perfect love of God and neighbor. Where are you on your spiritual journey? Do you want to grow up or stay where you are? Do you want to advance your work in a spiritual journey? Or do you want to just stay where you are? You may feel as if you've been stuck in the same place for years. Or you may be on a spiritual pogo stick and springing from new learning to new learning. Wherever you are is the perfect place to start. So start it today. Opportunities are given for you. But you need to step up and encourage to take on the first step to grow your faith in Christ in this community. Let it be so in this coming year. Let us grow together. We need each other for our spiritual journey. Amen.